How long will this Russia-Ukraine standoff go on? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Any day now, Russia could take military action against Ukraine, or it could be a couple of weeks from now, or Russia could choose to take the diplomatic path instead.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan also telling Fox News Sunday the U.S. troops deployed to Poland near Ukraine are there just to defend a NATO ally. Germany's leader will go to the White House today for talks with President Biden. France's president in Moscow. Fox's Simon Owen has more live.
Today, French President Emmanuel Macron is meeting with Russia's leader Vladimir Putin, seeking to dial down tensions over Ukraine. Macron says his priority is dialogue with Russia and de-escalation. He also told a French newspaper it's legitimate for Russia to raise concerns it has about security. Russia is playing down expectations, saying a breakthrough is unlikely. Macron is expected to visit Ukraine tomorrow. Dave?
Simon, jury selection starts today in another trial stemming from Ahmaud Arbery's death in Georgia. Travis and Greg McMichael are facing federal hate crime charges. They tried to plead guilty, but that attempt fell apart over objections from Arbery's family. The black man was killed while out jogging. The McMichaels had claimed they thought he was a robber. The funerals this morning in Massachusetts for Boston police officer John O'Keefe, killed during a snowstorm.
Police say Officer O'Keefe was found dead during the blizzard last weekend in Canton. A few days later, his girlfriend was arrested and charged with manslaughter in connection to his death. Prosecutors believe she hit him with her SUV and drove off, but her attorney says she didn't know she struck him.
Lisa Pappas with Fox Boston TV. An Illinois judge this morning will consider new attempt by ex-cop Drew Peterson to undo his 2012 murder conviction. He was found guilty of killing his third wife years after his fourth wife disappeared. Peterson claims his lawyer provided bad counsel and there was prosecutor misconduct and witness intimidation. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former Vice President Mike Pence upset Trump supporters again, saying the former president is wrong when he says Pence failed on January 6th at the Electoral College certification, not overturning the election results and not blocking Joe Biden's victory. Pence insists he did not have that power while presiding over the process. That certification was temporarily halted that day by the Capitol riot.
Mark Short, former Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, recently testified before the January 6th House committee. On NBC's Meet the Press, he said while there's still some belief that election fraud occurred with Joe Biden's win in 2020,
the campaign had opportunities to bring that evidence up till December 14th and didn't. And so I think at this point you have to assume that he was duly elected.
December 14th was the meeting of the Electoral College. Short did say there are many who still think there were election illegalities in several states, partly due to the pandemic. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Drama after the NFL Pro Bowl featuring the league's best players. The AFC beat the NFC 41-35 in the game. Then hours later, New Orleans Saints star running back Alvin Kamara was arrested for battery, now jailed in Las Vegas, accused of beating someone up the night before in a nightclub. The Kentucky Horse Racing Commission has a hearing today
on whether or not Medina Spirit and trainer Bob Baffert should be stripped of last year's Kentucky Derby win. Medina Spirit won on May 1st and about a week later tested positive for an anti-inflammatory drug. Kentucky.com reports that Baffert says the medication was in a topical ointment, not injected into the horse. If Medina Spirit is stripped of his win, the title would go to Mandaloon. Medina Spirit died in December. Churchill Downs, which is where the Kentucky Derby will take place again on May 7th, has barred Baffert from racing horses on any of its tracks. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
There's an airline merger this morning, Frontier buying Spirit Airlines for nearly $3 billion. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.